Hello, good evening. My name is Jay. We just conducted an opinion survey. We'd like to ask you a few questions. Are you at least 18 years in legal resident in Ohio? Can you share your opinion real quick? Hi, my name is Jay. We're just conducting a study. We would like to inquire your response to the study. Are you a resident of Ohio? A legal resident in Ohio? Thank you, ma'am. And are you a registered to vote, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, do you feel that secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of the gun ownership? Do you think it is or no, it's not? So, should I record your answers that yes, it is? Do you think it's the major responsibility of the gun ownership for the gun to be safe? Okay, thank you, ma'am. Okay, now moving forward real quick. Now, a firearm is considered securely stored if it is in a secure storage device. Okay, that is also locked. It can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, a fingerprint, or other similar means. For example, a safe, a container, a case, or a lockbox. Or it may temporarily, inoperable, by a tamper-resistant locking device, such as a cable lock or a trigger lock. The storage in a container that is not see-through. Any storage in a place where a person who's prohibited from handling, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Now, will you support or oppose the state law in Ohio requiring the firearms be securely stored?
No.
Okay. Are you opposed to that, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, will you support or oppose the state law requiring the firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to eliminate child involved accidental shootings? Support or oppose that?
I think that that's ultimately the goal.
Okay. So how should I record your answer, just for the sake of a research? Will you support that kind of law or oppose that kind of law?
I guess depends on how the law is written.
No, and I understand it's a little bit more complicated than what it is right now. But, this is going to come out on the ballot on the next election. So just for the sake of a research, as your best.
I would oppose it.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Okay. And it's going to come out more information in regards to this that they're trying to make it into a law before you can go into the voting place, okay? Now, will you support or oppose the state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to reduce suicide by firearm among youth? Will you support or oppose that law?
Oppose.
And will you support or oppose the state law requiring the firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to obtain a measurable decrease in the overall number of stolen guns? Will you support that or oppose?
I guess I would oppose it.
Okay, and will you support or oppose the state law requiring the firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage as a lock safe? Will you support that or oppose that?
Oppose it.
Okay. How about if the law defines secure storage a lock container or a case? Will you support or oppose?
Oppose.
How about if the lock defines secure storage as a lockbox or other device that it is designated to be or which it can be used to store a firearm? Will you support or oppose that?
Oppose.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, will you support or oppose the state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock? Will you support that or oppose?
Oppose.
And how about if it's access combination lock? If it's accessible, oppose. How about a biometric identifier, such as a fingerprint? Will you support that or oppose? Thank you, ma'am. But now, if a firearm is in a storage device, such as a lock safe or a case or a lockbox, do you feel that should or should not also be required to be unloaded? Should or should not? Yeah, but you should, do you feel it should or should not be also be required to be unloaded? You should or should not? Should not?
I don't think it matters if it's loaded.
I know, I understand that, ma'am. You know, like I say, it's more complicated, but just for the sake of the research and the way it's written, do you believe that the gun is not safe or it should be unloaded if it's in a lock safe or in a lock box, or it should not be unloaded? What's your opinion?
No, it should be loaded.
Okay, thank you. Now let's move forward. If a firearm is not in a lock safe, case or lockbox, do you feel it is not sufficiently secure if it's equipped with a cable lock or a trigger lock, the storage in a container that is not see-to and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Do you believe, yes, it is secure or no, it's not secure?
Yes, it is.
Okay. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who's legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, will you support or oppose the law that requires that the gun to be stored securely?
Oppose.
Thank you, ma'am. We're almost done, okay? I appreciate your patience. Now, searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Now, will you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes a language making it clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant? Will you support that or oppose that?
Support.
Okay, thank you. And now, will you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining? Will you support that or oppose that kind of law?
Support.
Okay, thank you. And will you, prosecutors, have the discretion, I'm sorry, let me start all over. Prosecutors have the discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Now, will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult? Support that or oppose that kind of law?
Oppose.
Okay, thank you. And now, will you support or oppose the law requiring prosecutors to record and write any charges filed by against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and making that record available for the public? Will you support or oppose that kind of law?
Support.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, let's finish this up, okay? In terms of your personal political party identification, you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Democrat.
Thank you, ma'am. And, I'm sorry, is your age between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
35 to 49.
Thank you. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White or Anglo, Black or African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, other?
White.
Okay. And regarding your gender, do you consider yourself a male or a female?
Female.
Okay. Thank you very much, ma'am, for sharing your opinion. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Very kind of you, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.